stove on top of it and under, out on the edge of the fireplace. But we never, because we always had a stove since I could remember, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
In the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Had a wood stove. You burnt wood in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mentioned to me that you had those hands, those darkies out there?
Yeah.
But how many did you have? Were they all black? Or?
There's all black. No, there's one white man who lived on our place, and the other was
Now, did you ever have to clean the fireplace out?
Oh, yes, you have to take out ashes in every day.
Yeah. what color they were?
It's great looking ashes, you know, what the wood, you know, you'd burn, you'd take them out. Great. And they put that in what they call a hopper out there. And it once a year, then they made lye soap out of that.
Yes, ma'am?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had it made in a little trough like this, you know?
Uh-huh.
And you took water, and that water run through that ashes. And it'd be lye, and they put it in a pot and cook it, put some grease in it, and that lye soap and wash the clothes with.
Yeah.
Take a bath with it, too.
Yeah. Now, you get that black stuff on your face. What was that called?
Smut.
Smut and smoke.
And smut.
Smut out of chimney, you know.
Okay. Yeah. They call it what? S-O-O-T also.
Yeah.
What was that? Smut or?
Well, we always call it smut when you get your face smutty, you know. Now, we just call it smut.
Okay, all right. What about the type of stuff you had to sit in the house? Tell me about the kind. Did you have something you sit in as like this?
We had chairs, plain chairs like this, and we had rocking chairs.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, in the kitchen, you had on a bench, a long bench.
Yes.
With the table.
Did you have something big, maybe like two people could sit on it, had cushions on it maybe?
No, we didn't have nothing like that back when I come on. We just had rocking chairs and plain chairs.
Yeah. Well, what would you call something like that? You
call it a settee. I have one in there. Been in there since the whores on there since the Civil War.
Yeah?
Yeah. They call it love seats.
Uh-huh.
You know.
What were they like? Is that like a sofa?
It is kind of like a sofa. I have one of those sofas. It's like a sofa on a shelf.
Okay. Now, you might have something that had drawers in it to put your clothes in. That was what?
That is a shuffle robe or a wardrobe, they call it.
Wardrobe?
They call it a homemade wardrobe.
Now, that's a big thing?
Yeah, a big thing that had drawers to it.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. Now, did you have a small one maybe with drawers?
Yeah, some people did have some. We didn't have none that made the stores. I was
a dresser. You called them a dresser.
They were drawers on and had a glass up over. They called them dressers, you know, then.
Yes, ma'am.
But the main thing, we had a big wardrobe, like you said, you know, homemade wardrobe to put the clothes in.
Yeah.
And homemade chisters is made. To put your things in, quilts and things in.
Now, something that you have hanging at the window to keep out light.
Well, when we just had curtains, you see. In our house, we just had curtains.
Yeah.
Or shades.
Shades, that was the kind of
pull up and down like this, you know.
That's it. Well, can you tell me some more about the home? Like, did you have a room? Maybe, you said you had a kitchen.
Yeah.
Right. Was that off in the house?
Yeah.
You ever call it a kitchen house?
No, we just always called it a kitchen. Called it a kitchen.
Why do folks put those out there?
I don't know why, but all old homes are built that way.
Yeah.
This one was built that way when I moved here.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably so it wouldn't burn up, I guess. I think that's one
reason. I reckon so. But it's always just built out, you know, from the house. That way.
Yeah. Maybe did you have a room off of the kitchen where you stored canned goods or something like that?
Well, yeah, on the side where the kitchen was, on the back of the kitchen, there'd be a little room, they call it a pantry.
Yes, ma'am.
That you put your gopher and things in. And put back wood on the end there so the stove would keep them getting wet, you know, to burn in the stove.
Yeah. Any other types of things, rooms or places where you keep food?
No, sir. We didn't have nothing like that. In that time,